All right, you ready?
Ready.
Have you been tattooed with one of these machines before?
We're in Savannah Rose's tattoo parlor, Saline Saint Tattoo. Rose is tattooing a Virgo constellation on a young woman's shoulder. She outlines the stars in blue ink, then fills them in with her small, vibrating tattoo gun.
How does it feel?
Not bad.
Just after the tattoo starts, three women on roller skates enter the tattoo shop. One of them is Claire Turner, another member of the collective.
This is the life of the tattoo shop. Your friends just show up in their cute derby outfits to visit you. It's pretty great.
I asked Turner what she's working on for the show. She tells me she put out a call on social media asking for models to pose for her.
I've called the collection Backbones. I ended up drawing over 40 different women, all kind of poses from the back, nudes.
While we're talking, Rose finishes tattooing and her client walks out, a bold new constellation marking her skin. Rose tattoos during the day, and at night her tattoo parlor becomes a drawing space. She's seated before an oversized piece of paper with a pencil sketch. Can you talk us through what you're doing?
Yeah, so I when I do pieces, most of my art pieces, I do them in the same way I do tattoos, is I will sketch up a piece and then hardline it with Sharpie and then I watercolor it. And watercoloring is really similar to tattooing. Blending colors, pushing colors, very similar hand movement as well.
The piece is one of seven she'll debut at Inanna's upcoming show. It's called Through the Keyhole.
So it is a nude bound woman through the inside the shape of a keyhole, slightly voyeuristic.
Alongside Rose is Heather Bauscher, another member of Inanna. The two women tell me about their motivations for starting the group. A couple years ago, artist Kitty Sopo organized an erotic art show. That was the inspiration for the collective, which now has four members. Rose is so glad they found each other.
Living in Sitka, Alaska, it's actually a bit difficult to get your art shown if there's any nudity in it. And a lot of my stuff is nude. But yeah, I found myself making art to sell and not making what I wanted to make. And I feel like artists make their best work when they're making stuff for themselves.
All four of the women in the group make some art that is too edgy for the shops downtown. Bauscher also noticed herself censoring her art so she could sell it in Sitka, covering parts of the body in her portraits.
Oftentimes when people want to find ways to do art as a living, they need to make work that sells.
Rose agrees.
The art community here pretty much caters to the tourists, and that's doing a disservice to our community and our youth. You know, you can only see some eagles grabbing salmon out of the water so many times on a watercolor picture before it's monotonous.
I asked the women how people reacted to Inanna's first show, which took place at the Mean Queen on May 24th. The women painted their naked bodies and pressed them on paper, creating almost abstract shapes. But on closer inspection, the prints revealed intimate anatomy. Here's Bauscher.
And I think a lot of people felt inspired or emboldened to do more maybe not safe art.
Then the women wanted to make sure I knew about the origin of the collective's name. Inanna is considered the first goddess.
The Sumerian goddess of sex and life and creation.
Inanna Art Collective, because we're trying to breathe new life into the art scene in Sitka.
Reporting from Sitka, I'm Rachel Cassandra.